it's almost like we're giving birth to this whole new era of humanity. And for those of you that are women that have given birth to children, you know childbirth is not comfortable. Huge transformation happens and occurs, but it takes work and it's difficult and it's hard and it's painful. And that's literally like what we're going through right now.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hello, and welcome to the October Monthly Wealth Forecast. I'm really excited about this forecast because we're doing something a little bit different today. This is live streaming into my Facebook group, Rich Abundance, as we do every month, and it will later be uploaded onto YouTube and onto Brighton. But we are also, for the very first time, recording the forecast for the Wealth Witch podcast. And I'm excited about that because it's going to be another avenue to get this incredible wealth forecast information out into the world and to all of my podcast listeners. So for those of you that are listening on the podcast, if you haven't already joined the free Facebook group, Rich Abundance, please make sure you do so. The link is listed below in the description of the podcast. And for those of you that are watching on YouTube or Brighton, the link is also there for you to join the free Facebook group. I have a 12-week free mini program inside that Facebook group that's all about abundance and new wealth creation in this new timeline. So would love to have you come join us in the Facebook group. And for those of you that are watching in the Facebook group, definitely head over to YouTube and Brighton. Make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss anything over on those content platforms. And if you're not already watching and listening to the Wealth Witch podcast, I don't know what you're even doing with your life, but make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere else that you listen to podcasts. We're pretty much available everywhere and we release new episodes every single week. So those are the happenings in Leah land. Let's get into the October wealth forecast. So what do we have happening in October astrologically? Well, first thing is that today is October 1st and we have a full moon in Aries today. So this is an interesting full moon today because it is conjunct with Mars retrograde and square Saturn. And so what we're feeling today is frustration, anger, and it's frustration and anger that's been building for the last month. Obviously, we saw the presidential debates happening in the United States yesterday. All I really saw all day in my feed was a bunch of people really emotionally triggered and frustrated by what's happening in America, and it's right in line with what's going on astrologically. So the good news about this moon, though, is this Mars retrograde square Saturn and this full moon in Aries, it brings us an ability to look at things differently. So we are finally beginning to see those hidden truths. They're finally starting to be revealed. And, you know, some of us, I think, have been seeing those things for a long time, but we're starting to see more of humanity waking up to those hidden truths. So all those people that were calling us conspiracy theorists last year, they're starting to recognize and realize that maybe we weren't so crazy after all. So the other thing though that's happening with this full moon and this conjunction with Mars retrograde square Saturn is that Mars retrograde is also joined by the asteroid Eris, who is the goddess of discord. So that is just really adding to this frustration and anger and conflict. The thing I think that like we need to realize and recognize is that, you know, at the end of the year, we are transitioning out of the whole age, and we are getting ready to transition into the age of Aquarius. And that's a big deal. And so it's almost like we're giving birth to this whole new era of humanity. And for those of you that are women that have given birth to children, you know childbirth is not comfortable. Huge transformation happens and occurs, but it takes work and it's difficult and it's hard and it's painful. And that's literally like what we're going through right now. We are moving into this incredible, incredible era of knowledge and science and breakthroughs in quantum physics. And this is because our big two, Jupiter and Saturn, they are moving from where they just were, which was very heavily influenced on materialism and mastering the resources, the physical resources and the matter of this plane. Like that's what we've been doing for the last 240 year cycle, is attempting as humanity to master physical laws and matter here on Earth. But this redistribution of wealth is coming in this next 240 years, and we move more into collective and desiring to master human relationships, and we're moving very much back into this, into more of a tribal and community based energy. And so, you know, Jupiter rules laws and Saturn rules governmental power. And so what we're seeing right now is these last ditch efforts to hold on to the old paradigm of laws and government power. And so, you know, by December of 2020, the end of December 2020, we're moving into the dawn of the age of Aquarius. And so now those old systems and structures, they're no longer going to work. And we felt it coming, but that's all the change we're experiencing. And so while it feels quite chaotic and it feels hectic and it feels overwhelming, there's actually going to be tremendous benefit on the other side of this. But we have to dismantle these old corrupt systems and structures. We have to take down this global financial system that is not serving humanity. But the beauty of this age of Aquarius that we're moving into is really that we're going to be focusing on mastery of frequency and energy and vibration. And as I was researching this and looking at this, I just was laughing because I'm like, oh my God, Healy, anyone? Like what an incredible time for Healy to be coming to this planet, because this is really going to be the focus of our next 240 years, raising the collective consciousness of the planet, caring for our fellow man, a big, big focus on, you know, focus off of materialism and ownership and matter, and focus onto knowledge and science and huge breakthroughs in quantum physics and mastery of vibration and energy and frequency. So this is where we're heading. And I kind of wanted to start this with that because I know that these forecasts for the last several months, they've been quite heavy. And energetically, there's a lot of heaviness. We're literally in a repeat of 1963 right now. Like all the fucked up shit that happened in 1963 is happening right now again in 2020. But we're shifting and we're changing and we're moving into a place that's going to be so much better for humanity. But we do have to get through this. We do have to have these hidden truths come to light and be revealed. And that's a really big part of what's happening this month. So we've got meteor showers all month long. And I'm not going to go into that too much. I may actually come back mid-month and do another meteor shower forecast, because they really start hitting about October 13th and then they go through the end of the month. And there's about 6 or 7 different meteor showers, and they're bringing their own sort of unique dynamic energy with them. So I'm going to look at my calendar and I'll see if I've got time to come back and do a more specific forecast to that. But meteor showers are definitely thrown into the mix, which is changing and elevating and raising the vibration of our planet. So we're going to see huge spikes in the Schumann resonance, though I know I was having a conversation with Maria Portis, who's actually watching on Facebook Live, and we were talking about how they're misrepresenting what the actual Schumann resonance is. They're not accurately reporting it to us. And so our planet is actually vibrating at a much higher frequency and vibration than we're even being told these huge shifts that, I mean, we're being told that these huge shifts are happening, but they're actually greater than what we're even being told. So this full moon is definitely bringing with it, while there's kind of frustration and anger and strife, it's also bringing with it this call to step up, this call for humanity to step up. And so right on the tail of this full moon that's happening today, tomorrow, Venus enters into Virgo. And so again, it's just more of this call to be of service, to raise our relationship standards, to really look at where we can do more for our fellow man. And then we immediately have October 4th happening and Pluto going direct. It's like that energy of Pluto direct and Virgo in Venus is very much like, or Venus in Virgo rather, is very much like, okay, it's time to get shit done. So do not be surprised if all of a sudden, like, you're looking around your surroundings and you're like, nothing's working for me. You want to make everything more orderly. You want to make everything more beautiful. That is Venus's job, is to really come in and make things beautiful, make things harmonious. And so the beauty of Virgo there is like, we want things orderly and beautiful and aesthetically pleasing. And so, and then Pluto energy comes in and it's like, yeah, and now it's time to actually get shit done. It's time to like press go. And that Pluto direct is also this incredible time for rebirth. So this is really what I feel is happening for humanity right now. It's this rebirth. It's this remembrance of this ancient wisdom and knowledge that we lost through our ancient civilizations. Like, we're having a rebirth, but it's also a reclamation of all of that wisdom and knowledge that we forgot, that we left behind. So Pluto goes direct on October 4th. So literally from tomorrow, until 3 days after, this is a really, really incredible time to set intention on what you're desiring to master in your life. Like, over the next year, what do you desire to master? Set intention, do some journaling, do some spell work if that's your thing. But really, really focus on that, because it's a beautiful, we're beautifully supported planetarily and energetically to set those intentions and then have those things really come to fruition. So this Jupiter-Pluto cycle that we're in right now is all about the system changing. So again, though these forecasts have been heavy, it's just what's happening right now in the world. It is time for a transition. It is time for a change. And that is literally what's happening and what we're seeing. So October 13th through November 3rd is our next Mercury retrograde. This one's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a difficult one. It's going to bring with it a lot of rage. It's going to bring with it a lot of fighting. This Mercury retrograde is happening primarily in Scorpio, and then it will retrograde a bit back into Libra. But, you know, Scorpio season is about upon us, and that is those hidden truths being revealed. So this Mercury in retrograde, Mercury, the master of communication, it's like, this stuff's coming out. Like, there is no possible way it can remain hidden. And then, you know, the beauty of it then kind of retrograding back into Libra is like, we get this opportunity right now to make amends to each other, to own up where we've been wrong. And so I'm really hoping that we're going to begin to see some of our government leaders doing that during this Mercury retrograde. But you're going to see a lot of rage and fighting amongst leaders as well. That Pluto energy combined with this Mercury retrograde energy and the American election upon us. It's going to be dirty. It's not going to be pleasant. But this Mercury retrograde also brings with it an ability to renegotiate contracts, including our global soul contracts, right? Including our financial slavery consciousness contracts, all of those slavery codes that we're holding. Like, we've got a beautiful opportunity now to renegotiate those contracts, and injustices can be revisited during this time and made just. And so I think we're going to see a lot of like things that we perceive were done wrong in the past be able to get revisited and change for the better. So then that's followed by, on October 16th, a new moon in Libra. And again, this is just a giant call to come together as a collective and work towards a better future together. That's really what this creation energy of this moon is about things being fair and just for all of humanity, not just for this small elite group of people that are running this planet right now. So the 12th through the 18th of October are going to be interesting. This is really the time to watch this month, I think. We're being called back to, based on what's happening astrologically, we're actually being called back to March 2020. And if you recall, though I know many of you do, this was when, you know, all the big sanctions and restrictions came down around coronavirus. So we're being called back to this time. So we may actually see lockdowns happen again. This is Mercury retrograde and Mars retrograde in full effect. And so that period of time, the 12th to the 18th, is really a time when something's going to happen. Something big is going to happen. And so I'm not going to be surprised if we see global lockdowns happening again at that time. The 22nd Scorpio season begins. So that which is hidden now will be revealed. And it's usually our worst fears, right? It's usually a lot of the stuff that we don't want to look at, that we've been trying to hide, that we've been trying to squash down, that we haven't been allowing come to light. Like, those are the things that come out. So, you know, same goes for the global financial elite and those with political agendas. Everything that they've been trying to hide now comes to light. But at the same time, Mars is activating Jupiter. So it's this beautiful time of being like, okay, what do I really want in my life? What do I really want from my future? That energy of Mars and Jupiter, it's so supportive of your ability to expand at this time. So we're being really called to ask ourselves, what are our core values? What is actually important to us? And those of you that are sitting around worrying about the fucking American election, you're completely missing the plot, right? Like, this is not about who is going to be the president of the United States of America. This is about, what is it that you are desiring to create for your future? And is that freedom? Because if it is, you need to focus on your own sovereignty as a human being, and really truly step into that. So we talked about the dawn of the age of Aquarius coming and remembering that, you know, it's time for redistribution of wealth. It's time for economic freedom for all people on this planet. So then at the end of the month, we have a really special astrological event happening on Halloween. We have a blue full moon in Taurus. And so a blue moon is a full moon that happens twice in a month. And so this one just happens to be falling on Halloween. This won't happen again for almost two decades. So it's a big deal. And it's in Taurus. So, and again, Taurus is, you know, we've been talking about Taurus over the last several monthly wealth forecasts. Taurus is unpredictable, or I'm sorry, I meant to say it's conjunct Uranus. So it's in Taurus conjunct Uranus. We've been talking about Uranus over the last several months, and that, you know, Uranus is this planet of unpredictability. And this is in Taurus, this very material sign that has to do with finances and global systems and structures. So we're going to see something big happening at the end of the month, okay? Unpredictable, big changes. So big surprises coming around this time. So definitely be on the lookout for that. So that's sort of like what's happening energetically, astrologically during this time. So let's dive into the tarot forecast and see what the cards are saying about the month. Yeah. I use the Robin Wood Tarot deck. It's my very, very favorite tarot deck. And if you are interested in all of my favorite things, really in all areas, my favorite Oracle cards, my favorite tarot cards, my favorite journals, all my books on wealth consciousness that I love, all my books on human design that I love. Like, if you want to know like really what is my jam, definitely visit my Amazon shop. We'll put the links in all the places. But it's just amazon.com/shop/TheLeahSteele. But you can definitely go check out this tarot deck and have one of your own at home. We've got the incredible, incredible tarot course that's getting ready to launch. That will be coming out in December, right around my birthday. And so I'm really excited for that. It's an incredible, incredible course that we filmed last year. It's been a long time coming. And so excited to be releasing that. Okay, so we'll give these cards a little shuffle. Those of you that are listening to the podcast are probably like, what is all that noise and racket in the background? That's me shuffling the cards. Directing energy for the month of October into the cards, asking for the reading that is in the highest and best of the collective consciousness. All right, so let's first pull a theme card. I love it. Six of Wands is our theme for the month. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right, just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast. So, Six of Wands. This card is the ultimate victory card. This is the card of feeling victorious. And so I like that. We're asking for the highest and best good of the collective consciousness. What's the theme of the month? That we are going to be victorious, that the collective is going to be victorious. So I love that. I think that's amazing. Okay. So we will move into a card just for an overall theme card for the rest of this week, which is today, Thursday, October 1st through October 4th, which is Sunday. Soulmate card. So things good on relationship front this week is really what this card indicates. Again, we've got Venus moving into Virgo. So that planet of love and beautification, not surprising that soulmate card would pop up this week. So card for today. Right now, at this moment, this is the Wheel of Fortune reversed. We feel like the Wheel of Fortune is not turned in our favor right now. I think we can all agree with this. Humanity as a whole does not feel like the Wheel of Fortune is turned in its favor. The thing about the Wheel of Fortune card, though, is it's always turning, right? It's never stagnant. So that wheel is bound to flip back around. So tomorrow, Friday the 2nd, we have the Empress card reversed. So meaning right now is not a good time to give birth to new projects. Right now is not the time to take a leap and launch something new. There's too much instability happening in the world. So it's like, it really is a time to just continue to gestate whatever it is that's percolating around in your mind. It's just not quite a time for action. Typically when we get a card like that, we'll get another indicator later in the month of like, okay, now it's time to move forward. So whatever it is that you're contemplating right now, hold on to it, let it continue to gestate. Saturday the 3rd, we're feeling out of balance. So this is Temperance reverse. This is literally the card of balance. So feeling out of balance right now. I'm definitely feeling that. I think most people are kind of feeling that. It really has a lot to do with what's happening astrologically. This is also the day before Pluto goes direct. And so things are a bit sort of helter skelter, up in arms. So the 4th, we're moving to higher ground. So here, Pluto goes direct, Six of Swords upright. And Six of Swords upright is literally an indicator that we're moving to higher ground. So on Sunday, the 4th, moving to higher ground. So that is great. That can also indicate a trip across water. So if any of you are traveling, that card can literally indicate a good time for a trip across water. So now we will look at a theme for the following week, which is October 5th through October 11th. nothing too crazy astrologically happening during this time period. Things start to get crazy the following week, but let's see what's on the horizon for this week. So theme card for the week is the Six of Cups. So this is the card of nostalgia. This is like, we want things to go back to the way that they used to be, right? Like, who isn't feeling like this during coronavirus right now? Like, we just want things to go back to the way they used to be. So that's the theme of the week. We're feeling a little bit reminiscent. We're wishing life could go back to the way it was. So Monday, October 5th, we have the King of Pentacles reversed. So this is a couple of things, right? This could have to do with something happening with someone in leadership. For those of you that are Donald Trump fans, this is not the card of Donald Trump, so don't get too excited about that. But this does have to do with financial systems and structures. So we may see some kind of breakdown in one of the big players on Monday the 5th. This is a man that is, you know, this is like one of the highest money cards in the deck. So this is upside down. So a man upside down financially, but it can also indicate a system or a structure. So Tuesday, the 6th of October, we feel cheated. So this may be something being revealed that then makes us this King of Pentacles upside down may actually be something being revealed that makes us feel cheated. So Seven of Swords on Tuesday, the 6th of October, Seven of Swords, feeling cheated. Wednesday, the 7th of October, we have the Emperor reversed. This is the kingdom upside down. So something big happening this week somewhere in the world, if not just having to do with global systems and structures. We've got King of Pentacles upside down on Monday, feeling cheated on Tuesday, and then the Emperor, literally the leader, upside down on Wednesday the 7th. This card often does represent Donald Trump. So maybe something happening politically during this first full week of October. So then we have Thursday the 8th, secrets being revealed, literally the moon upside down, secrets revealed. So Thursday, secrets being revealed. Friday, something to celebrate. So whatever's happening this week, things are coming out, and this gives the collective something to celebrate. Three of Cups on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No, sorry, Friday the 9th of October, something to celebrate. And then Saturday the 10th, Page of Pentacles upside down. So even though something to celebrate, like things financially a little bit upside down over the weekend of that first full weekend of October. So the 10th of October and Sunday, the 11th, the Knight of Swords reversed. So this card, when it's right side up, is someone bullshitting us. When this is upside down, it's truths revealed. So lies revealed. So there's definitely something going to come to light next week because we've got this whole breakdown of like King of Pentacles upside down, Emperor upside down, us feeling cheated, secrets revealed. And then after the secrets are revealed, something to celebrate. It may have something to do with money because we do have these money cards upside down. So this could just have to do with global financial systems and structures, or we may find out about some kind of embezzlement or people cheating financially, but like all the lies come to light. Okay. Now we will move into October 12th through the 18th. This is the second full week of the month. And this is the week that Mercury goes retrograde. So I'm expecting things to not be super pleasant in this week. Let's see what shows up. The theme for this week, wow, is we get our wish. So this is actually good news. So this is the Nine of Cups. This card literally means we get our wish. So this is going to be a good week for us, for the collective. Nine of Cups is the theme of the week. Monday, the 12th, the Sun card upside down. So this is children upside down, making sure that you're paying special attention to any children in your life that day, kids upside down. It can also indicate something being revealed about children. So I'd definitely be keeping an eye on what's happening around sex trafficking, and all of that globally, because that may be children being revealed or something coming to light with children on Monday the 12th. So Tuesday the 13th, we have the Seven of Cups. So the Seven of Cups card is the card of making decisions. It's like we have all of these things that we're contemplating, trying to make decisions about how to move forward on Tuesday the 13th. Wednesday the 14th, the Strength card reversed. So this is the day after Mercury goes into retrograde. We're not feeling strong, like not feeling like we have the strength to move on. Definitely probably some frustration coming to light that day. That card often just indicates overall frustrations in the world, wanting to give up, not feeling like we have the strength to go on. Good news is though, by the following day, Thursday, the 15th, we have the Holy Grail card. So this is where, you know, this week is interesting. We have a lot of cups energy, so a lot of emotions running high this week, but this is a Holy Grail opportunity coming. This is literally the Holy Grail, the Holy Grail being revealed on Thursday. So that's a pretty big deal. There's some really great cards in this reading. We haven't had cards this good in a reading in a really long time. So I'm actually like really excited to see some of these cards that are coming up in the reading. So Friday the 16th, we get unstuck. We get out of our head. We stop worrying so much. This is the Eight of Swords reversed. So getting out of that place of like feeling stuck, feeling mentally stuck. So that's great. Saturday the 17th, more going right than wrong. So this is a Five of Cups reversed. When this card's right side up, it's the pity party card. It's like the card of crying over spilt milk. But this card is reversed. So we're actually starting to see more is going right than wrong. So, you know, maybe what's going to happen during this Mercury retrograde is it's going to be bad for the powers that be and the global financial elite, but it's going to be really good for the collective. That's literally what this reading is saying to me. So then we look at Sunday, the 18th of October, and we have the Queen of Wands. So this is a card of stepping into purpose and passion. So I love that coming in over the weekend. That is the 18th. So that's kind of the end of this week. And you know, it's interesting because I said from the 12th to the 18th, that this week that we're talking about right here, something really interesting happening, right? Things being revealed. We may see lockdowns going into place. We may see things happening. But overall, this is a really incredible week for the collective consciousness, right? So now we move into the week of October 19th through the 25th. Scorpio season begins. The theme for this week is healing. We're moving into a period of healing. This is Four of Swords. This is literally the card of healing. So we're moving into a period of healing, which is good. We've been in a period of crisis, so it's good that we're starting to move into a period of healing. Monday, October 19th, we have the Page of Swords. So this is an interesting card. This can be the card of gossip. This can be a card that indicates that we need to be really, really clear in our communication and making sure that we are telling the truth. This can also be seeds being sown of communication that's going to come to light later in the week. So we'll keep our eye on that and see what's happening there. Tuesday, October 20th, we've got conflict. Five of Wands, straight up, literally the card of conflict. So that's happening on Tuesday, the 20th. Wednesday, the 21st, we have the King of Wands right side up. Now, just FYI, this card is the card that typically shows up as Donald Trump. For those of you that are committed to following the US political agenda, he's right side up here. It could indicate though that he's making some type of global decision that has an impact on the collective on Wednesday, the 21st. Thursday, the 22nd, we have the Knight of Wands, right? So this is messages moving forward from whatever that thing was. So these cards are positive in nature. These cards are also purpose cards. So Knight of Wands would be messages about passion projects or purpose, if it's related specifically to you on that day. So Knight of Wands on Thursday the 22nd, which also is the day that we move into Scorpio season, which is interesting as well, because Wands energy is highly sexual in nature, and the sign of Scorpio is highly sexual. So this card literally, it's kind of funny actually, because the knights are the messengers. They are the cards that create forward momentum. This card could literally just mean we're moving into Scorpio season, right? Like sometimes the cards are so literal. So then Friday, the 23rd, Nine of Pentacles. Love this card. This is the card of complete female financial independence. So this is a great day for women financially on the 23rd of October. Should have some money coming in that day. The 24th of October, Saturday, Two of Wands reversed. So something that we may have believed was a long-term partnership could be coming to an end, or we may be presented with a business opportunity that while it may be lucrative short-term is not going to be a long-term partnership. So just stay on the lookout for whatever that is on October 24th. October 25th, we have the Death card reversed, meaning whatever this stuff is, it is not over. So the Death card reversed. Whatever it is, it's not over, not ended yet. Okay, so then we move into the final week of the month, the 26th through the 31st of October, including that very, very special full blue moon in Taurus on the 31st. So theme for this week is Four of Pentacles reversed, right side up. This is the card of the miser, gripping your investment. So reversed, this is don't grip your investment. A great time to give. Whenever I see that card upside down, it's like make charitable contributions, give to humanity this week, is basically what I think that card is saying. So Monday, the 26th of October, we have the Page of Cups reversed. This is the card of not receiving the message or the offer of love that we desire. So that's happening on Monday the 26th. Tuesday the 27th, as a result, we are here operating in a little bit of low-level anxiety and depression. This is the Four of Cups straight up, indicates low-level anxiety and depression on the 27th. Pretty typical coming up on a full moon, which is all about release. And we've got whatever this is happening with Uranus and Taurus and these big changes that are going to be coming this week. So then we move into Wednesday, the 28th, and we have the Hanged Man right side up. So in a place of feeling a little bit stuck, but also with the Hanged Man, always remember that we're the ones that put ourselves there. So feeling stuck, but that is self-imposed. So on Wednesday, Thursday, the 29th, Six of Pentacles. If the Four of Pentacles reversed is indicating a time to give, the Six of Pentacles is literally the charity card. This is the card of managing your most precious resources, your time, energy, money. So again, I think it's a huge indication if you're gonna be making financial or charitable contributions, especially if you're wanting to make bigger ones before the end of the year for tax purposes, like this is a great week to make charitable contributions. So that's Thursday the 28th, Friday the 29th, we have the Ten of Cups reversed. So this is the card of the family being upside down. So make sure that you're focusing on family. Something may be going wrong in the family or with the collective on Friday the 29th. Saturday, the final day of the month, is the Ten of Wands reversed. This is a great card in this position because it means we become unburdened. So we're able to actually release our burden on the full moon, which is great. So that is our monthly wealth forecast for October, much more positive than in the last months, but let's also just really keep an eye on those 2 weeks, October 12th through the 18th, and then to this full moon. I think we're going to see, those are the weeks where we're going to see big, big, things happening and shifts and changes happening. And there's also going to be something next week. And I think that's going to be more on a global front. We've got some leaders upside down, some secrets being revealed. So thank you for joining me for the October Wealth Forecast. We do these every single month here in this Facebook group, Rich Abundance, and we will be giving them to you now every month as well on the Wealth Witch podcast. So make sure that you join us in all the places. And remember, it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life. and you are so worthy and you are so deserving.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.